This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm here to take some time with God together with you. As you do that, the most important thing is to just let your mind stop from the other things you've been worrying about or thinking about and just still your thoughts for a minute and say, God, there's nothing more important in my life than what you have to say to me. I want to put you first, and I want to give you this time. Speak to me now. I'm listening. And do you know that when you come with a truly open heart to God, God fills your heart and mind with his presence and with his word for your heart and life. God loves to take his written word, the Bible, and by the work of his Holy Spirit, apply it to your heart and mind so that you recognize it's not just God's timeless truth, but God is speaking to you personally today about your life and wanting to get involved deeply in the issues of your life. We're looking this week at the theme of dealing with discouragement. Discouragement comes to us so often, and we need to know how to respond to it. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, the Apostle Paul writes, "And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men." And he goes on from there. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. Do you know, very often, if you give yourself to ministry in the name of God, and you work hard at ministering to people and serving them and encouraging them spiritually, you'll find that you'll encounter people who really are not open to God and don't receive your encouragement rightly or misinterpret it, or people take you for granted with the things you're doing to serve them, and you can easily get discouraged. But did you hear God's word to you? Let us not lose heart in doing good. In due time you will reap if you don't grow weary. The time is coming when there will be reaping. You're sowing ministry into people's lives, and God will use your service for him. It's so important when you do ministry to make sure you're not just doing it to somehow meet an inner need for recognition that you have. You're not doing it for yourself, but you're truly doing it out of love for the Lord. You want to accomplish his purposes in this world. God recognizes what you're doing. He will honor you for what you're doing. Don't worry about the other people. Not only will God honor you for what you're doing, but he will use your ministry into people's lives, often in ways you will never see. It may be somebody else entirely who sees your service or your ministry or your words of encouragement who is deeply impacted by what you're doing for that other person. You don't know, but God says that there will come a time when he will reward what you're doing. John Stott has written, "The King of the universe will grant us refuge in the shelter of his throne, where we may see him and worship him day and night in his temple. And the Lamb turned shepherd will lead us with the rest of his sheep to fountains of living water, where we may slake our thirst forever at the eternal springs." Yes, even if we don't reap in this life, God will not leave anything unrewarded that you have truly done out of love for him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.